Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 29th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Hei. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Tishii, Mishnah Ches. A Mekabel Sada Mechaveri, one who takes charge of the field of his friend under a fixed rental agreement where he has to pay a fixed amount of the produce per year, with the intention, Lazara Sorim. The arrangement was to sow it with barley. Lo Yizra Nechitim. Then he's not allowed to sow it with wheat. And what's the reason? Because wheat takes out more of the land than barley. Chitim, if the arrangement was to sow the land with wheat, Lo Yizra Nechitim. He's allowed to sow it with barley, because it's the changes for the betterment of the field. It's not going to make it worse. Raman Shimon ben Gamliel Oisa, he holds it's forbidden to sow it with barley, even if barley is maybe going to take less out of the field. The Gemara explains the reason is because, as quoting a pasuk from Tzfania, Sheris Yisrael Layasa Avalav Leidabra Kozov, the Jewish people do not do false things, do not speak lies. They keep to what they arranged. If they arrange to sow it with wheat, then so should it be, even if the change to barley would be better. That was the arrangement. Some explain that the reason that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds you shouldn't do it is because one should not sow. It's not good for the field to have every year a different kind of produce, a different type of crop. And it's possible that the arrangement with the owner of the field was done because he sowed it with wheat the previous year, and therefore he wants it again the next year with wheat. And if the person who takes charge of it is now going to use it for barley, it's not going to be good for the field. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos learns the second reason of the Gemara exactly the opposite way. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, one should not sow it every year. It's not good to sow it every year with the same crop. It's always good to alternate. And maybe the previous year, the owner had sown it with barley. And that's why Hidavka wants the person who's taking charge, the lessee, to sow it with wheat. Either way, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that one is not allowed to, the choiker, the person who takes charge of the field, is not allowed to sow it with something different than he arranged. Tavua, if the person, the lessee, arranged to sow it with crops, with grain, the grain crop, Loizrena Kitnis. He should not sow it with beans or other legumes, because they take out more of the land than the tavua, than the crops of grain. Kitnis, if he arranged to sow it with legumes, beans, etc., Yisra'ena Tavua, then he's allowed to sow it with wheat because the change is for the better of the land. It doesn't take so much out. Some actually have the girsa exactly the opposite. They say that the wheat actually takes out more than the barley, and that would change the halacha in the Mishnah completely. Raman Shimon Gamliel Oisa, he says again, consistent with his view that one should not change from what the agreed arrangement was, that if the arrangement was for crops of grain, then that's all it should be, grain crop. If it was for kidneys, it should be that. As far as the Psak Halacha, everything depends according to the particular land that he's taken. If he made a Tanai, a condition arrangement, to use something that would take less out of the ground, he should not change it and use something that's going to take more out of the ground, but the reverse he's allowed to do. Notice how in the Mishnah we've learned it in the way of a choiker, a person who is taking a lease over the land or charge over the land for a fixed amount of rental, a fixed amount of produce. Since he's giving to the owner of the field a fixed amount, that is the halacha that we said. But in a situation where the person is under an arisus, which is a sharecropping arrangement, where the owner simply gets a proportion of the yield of the produce, then the owner of the field would not be so concerned about the the change in the land, whether the change of the use of the land, and therefore he can change it either way. That's how some learn. That's how Rashi and Tur learns. Others learn exactly the opposite. That in the reason the Mishnah is not talking about Arisus, a case of a sharecropping arrangement, is because if it is a sharecropping arrangement where the owner of the field is getting a proportion of the produce that's going to be that will be yielded from this field, then the owner will say, I wanted to get a proportion, a percentage, a 30% or whatever it was, of wheat, not of barley. Why did you change it? And that, or you got no right to change it. And therefore, according to these Meforshim, the Magid Mishnah, then the Ramban, it would be even more strict in the case of the Arisos over sharecropping arrangement, and no change at all would be allowed to be made. Mishnah, Tes. Hamakabel Sodom Chavere, person who takes charge of the field from his friend, under a chakirus, Rashi says we're talking about a chakirus, a fixed rental situation, like the previous Mishnah. Lashonim ma'otais, but it was done for a few years, and that's defined as being less than seven, anything less than seven. Loi yizra enapishton, the one who takes charge of this field is not allowed to sow it with flax. Why? Because flax will weaken the ground and take more out of the ground, and the roots stay a long time in the ground, up to 7 years, in fact. And because he's taken charge of the field less than 7 years, it's not fair for the owner to give back the field in a state which is not going to be as good as what he received. Ve'ein lo bekoras hashikma. And furthermore, another restriction on the person, the lessee, the one who takes charge of it, is that he's got no right to cut the branches of the shikma. Shikma is an old a type of a fig tree where the beams were used, the branches were used as beams in a construction. And for that reason, the Mishnah calls them koiras ha-shikma. Koiras literally means the beams of this shikma, of this old fig tree. Now, why can't he take it or cut then any of the branches? Because these branches will only grow to become suitable for koras again, to be big enough to use for beams, in a period of 7 years. And therefore, if he's taken a lease over the field for less than 7 years, clearly the owner does not want him to take the take those branches. However, Kibla Haimeno Leshevashonim, continues the Mishnah, if the lessee has taken charge over this field for more than 7 years or more, then Shona Rishona, then the first year that he takes charge of it, that he's a lessee of it, Yizra'ena Pishton, he can sow it with flax, because by 7 years are up, when he gives back the land, it'll be restored to its former strength, the land. V'yeshlo bekoras shikma, and he is allowed to cut branches from the shikma tree, this fig tree, because in the period of the 7 years, the branches will grow back to their strength to be used again, that they can be used again for koras, for beams, and therefore he's giving back a land in the former state that it received it in.